Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the WDMA, and we're going to be talking about rec marketing today. But first, we're going to get over to Tom Fishburne. Market share and competitor obsession. Of course I'm paying attention. Hey, our market share changed by 0.001% this morning. Right, he's looking over at the competition. And, you know, for all that we talk about customer focus, a lot of times our metrics don't match up with that, I have to say, okay? So Tom says, I'm returning from giving a keynote talk in Europe on different types of marketing myopia. And so I thought I'd talk about, he says, category myopia. There's a famous Jeff Bezos quote attributed to an early Amazon shareholder letter. We're not competitor obsessed. We're customer obsessed. We start with what the customer needs, and then we work back from there. And I think that's really true. In contrast, many companies start with whatever the competition is doing and use that as their North Star. For all the talk about customer obsession, the priorities of many companies reveal themselves to be competitor obsessed and customer aware. Gary Rogers, former CEO of Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream, calls competitor obsession watching the worm races. The worm races refer to the squiggly worm-like market share lines that show how brands are tracking against their competition. He said business leaders who focus too much on watching worm races miss the big picture. Instead, Gary urged teams to focus on customers and consumers. Okay, and Dreyer's ultimately won the worm races also and was bought by Nestle's to serve as the key plank in their global ice cream business. Tom writes that we used to look at, when he worked at Cheerios, he used to look at RTE cereal, which stands for ready to eat, which is an outdated term because it was distinct from cereals like oatmeal that had to be cooked. But no actual consumer thinks of cereal that way. They chose Cheerios against all sorts of options from yogurt to Starbucks to Noah's bagels. Absolutely. Or bacon and eggs. And by obsessively tracking the market share of RTE cereal, we can miss the big picture. And oftentimes I see metrics like that are focused on something that just doesn't matter. Understanding the market is important, but ultimately the winning balance is to be customer-obsessed and competitor-aware. And that one's too funny, but it's too long to read. If we can't beat them, copy them, but not as well, and later to market. Right, and market share is going down and down. You know, if nobody wants it, you know, big sales meeting, they rev it up. Who's got the best sales force? We do. Who's got the best marketing? We do. And why aren't we selling more of the dog food? And little voice in the back was heard to say, the dogs don't like it. We should differentiate our brand just as long as we differentiate in the same exact way as all of our competitors. You know, and that's what a lot of this social consciousness effort focused on. So thanks for that. Thanks for that, Tom. And speaking of rebranding, which we mentioned in up here, welcome to Gunder. Gunder. So Mike Gunderson, Gunderson Direct, one of my, I consider Mike a really great friend, and I always love what he's got to say, but he's now changed the name, sort of, I guess you'd say, to Gunder. And I got thinking about that, and of course, in Wisconsin, we have the Bow Deer season, and we have the Gunder season. And, you know, if you're going to take, if you're going to go out on Gunder season, you better take your gun, deer. Oh, poor Mike. You know, anyway, this is not unlike what we did with Miglosh Marketing. I mean, it's way different because it's, you know, real and big and everything. We were back then, but so Miglosh Marketing, is my email is migmar.com, john@migmar.com. And apparently Gunderson Direct had been gunder.com email for a long time. So key takeaways, they're still going to focus on combining direct mail with digital marketing, and but you know, they're going to rebrand it a bit. There's their new logo, okay, which seems a little I was hoping for some fireworks to go off or something. So in 2003, Mike founded Gunderson Direct, and the emphasis was on testing, which I always have liked from Mike. This was a little too much self-promote. A sleek logo, a modern palette. Sleek colors are colors. They've been around, and a selection of fonts that reflect our commitment to cutting edge. So these are cutting edge fonts, you know. Yeah, I never went for the change the font deal. I still use Garamond, which I like because it's kind of between serif and sans serif a little bit. So frequently asked questions. The name is already familiar through the email, and they're integrating the same stuff, and there is a new website, which you can check out, okay, and you don't have to rewrite all your contracts with them. Okay, let's get over to Summer Gould. Okay, why combine social media with print marketing? And this is a pretty long article for Summer. Print marketing is a powerful marketing channel. Social media with print boosts response 24 to 35%. I always want to see some test and controls here to explain to me why I believe those numbers, but no one does almost ever. You know what I really like about this? Let's get down to the part I like. Okay, social media costs practically nothing, and a well-placed print piece can trigger social sharing including your brand, but you can also pass along with direct mail. Colleges are starting to include printed pieces with acceptance letters with a hashtag so future students will take a selfie and post online. A lift letter, I hope. And print marketing lends credibility to your brand, and social media adds engagement, broader reach, and fun. And I think that is the key here in this article. And that's what I really like about this article, because it's true. I'm more likely to engage with social media, but I'm not that likely to go on social media, right? It's not the top of the waves for me most of the time, most of the day. But when I get a nicely done mailing piece, you know, here's one from United Airlines that has a QR on the back, and it says, you know, do you want an extra reward from Mileage Plus? Unfortunately, it didn't explain any of it, so I forgot to go. And the problem with QRs is that they're only on the phone, and I don't like going on the phone. I like a simple URL. I like to go there with my browser. I'm a Luddite. I know that. But anyway, I thought it was an excellent point that if you want to drive traffic to your engagement, mail is probably the best. But if you want interaction, yeah, I think social media is an excellent idea. And so give Summer a call. She always is insightful and has lots of tips, except we need test and control. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. And we're going to have a meetup next week, a week from today, 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And I'll be posting that up on LinkedIn at the WDMA group and also other places. So put that down on your calendar. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.